There was a request to talk about Zoon Malachitis, I think. I didn't hear, I got a second hand. Artificial insemination. I don't want to dodge artificial insemination, only I don't know why that is suddenly the, that's not the, the hot issue today. The hot issue is to go beyond that. And basically artificial insemination, there are volumes written, but they don't say very much. I mean, the second is very, very busy. But the issues are much more complicated than artificial insemination. In vitro fertilization, open donations, artificial procreation is one big topic. So we'll consider today a kind of a hakdomah. And we can talk about all these things in the cycle next time around. By then, you'll be further along in evidence. We'll have more materials. Rabbi Soloveitchik isn't here. He is entitled to equal time. So, I want to talk about some of the things that he talked about. I don't know if there's disagreement or if there isn't disagreement. But in any event, I'm only trying to explain Yeshitas HaTesis, Yeshitas HaRambam, the other Rishonim, I'll leave for him. Basically, the Chiyuv appears here to put it in a kind of a Misgeres. Once we have Misgeres, a lot of these things fall into place. I mean, you look at them from a different perspective. Maybe I'll come back to that later. Let me start with the definition of the Chiyuv of Pirei Ravia. Again, Tesis of Chagigim Baba Batra, Tesis Astakashe, Lisa Shichin Yoko, why not? Esa Decha Leisa, that the Esa for who should be Decha, the Lot of Leah Kodesh. And Tesis answers, it's not the Idne, that he's over the Yisr of Leah Kodesh and Chilas Bia, and the Kiyum is only in Gemar Bia. And Michus Chinuch asked the Kashis, what do you mean Chilas Bia and Gemar Bia? Chilas Bia and Gemar Bia is a difference of seconds, that the Leah Saben is until 9 months later. And that's certainly not the Idne. How can it be Idne? He's Baal today, and 9 months later, there's an Uber. The key of the theory is when the child is born. So of course it can't be Deuter. So why does Tesis say it's not beaten? Because the Chilas Bia and Gemar Bia, it's not beaten because of Tishi Yachalei. That's his kasha. I would have asked the kasha differently. I would have asked the kasha that a Vadai Kiyum of an Asay is Deuter Leisasa. Who says that I'm going to have a child with a Bia? The statistics are that every natural act of intercourse has between a 1 and 2% chance of leading to pregnancy, and that's at random. And Mel Mitzvah didn't have the statistics, but he certainly knew that not every bia results in a live birth. So, I mean, what do you mean? He should have asked that, why can't the kiyum is only a sophic, and the lab is a vadai. The veir is a vadai, the kiyum is a sophic. Whoever heard of the sophic esse is deicha vadai leisase. That's not his kash. I'm just being nice. I think that's a stronger kash than the esse kash. That's the serious kash. Now, one other little point that I won't try to answer immediately, I'll come back to it later. Tesis in Yazomis, Samach Teis, Amid Aleph. Tesis says, and the sukkia of the ger was mizgayir, and the children began because Yusa, in the Marsos Yisporta now, says, Tesis, that kul alma noide, that Eved shenishtaker, even though he's had children as an Eved, he's died superior for Rivia. Why? But he's mekuyi because that zera was never miyuchas achrof, the goyah zera was miyuchas. And Tesis in the same sukkia says, that it's lisa shivche in yochel. So Tesis mashma, the tabi yochel lisa shivche, sagile bochi. If he marries a shivche, that would be good enough. It wouldn't be paid for rabbi to mishaka. Says amai, holy nitka, pirhirigi bochi. It wasn't the kind of pirhirigi, because there is not the yochel sakro. So even if he could marry a shivche, what does that help us? So Tesis yishlaima. The yochel lisa shivche, Lekatim l'rabbi, l'shacharoi, kivin d'sheves mi'a yochol l'kayei. He was in Mekayim al koponim sheves, ahol gach t'pir rivye l'in Mekayim b'hochim. This says that there's a kind of sheves which he is Mekayim, he's not Mekayim p'ir rivye, and therefore we're not k'ir rabbi. I wonder why. Why aren't we k'ir rabbi for p'ir rivye? We're k'ir for p'ir rivye, the Gemara said. Well, we're k'ir sheves. So he can be Mekayim Shevis. So what difference does it make? Tesis, and the end of the Amid, he says something else, even more difficult. He says, Mikol Mokhle Kafim L'Rabbe Kim Yochel Kayim Kol Dehu. What does Kol Dehu mean? I always thought that pregnancy is all or nothing. You can't be a little bit pregnant. But there's a Sheves Kol Dehu. You think you're Sheves or you're not Sheves? Well, what is this? What kind of a gedder is all of this? So let me start with what I consider to be the Hanoche for Tesis, the Mechilas Kveda, the Minchas Chinuch, and everybody who follows him. I think there are many who don't. But why not to me? The Tesis is a reason. The fact I have rights to Tesis. It seems to me that the Mitzvah Kiyum Pir Yeribya is not Leda Sabotim. Leda Sabotim has nothing to do with Pir Yeribya. That the Mitzvah Pir Yeribya is the Bia. That's the Kiyum HaMitzvah. We'll talk about the Leda Sabotim afterwards, but the Chetz of the Mitzvah is the Bia itself. Now, obviously, once the person has a Bein Abbas, he's not Mechuyiv in Pir Yeribya, the Torah's Pir Yeribya anymore. That's because when I sit down to eat the matzah, I have to eat the kezayis. Once I finish eating kezayis, I'm not going to eat the second kezayis. What am I eating the second kezayis for? The top part of the chiyuv of achilas matzah. There's a chiyuv to be boiled. How often and how long do you have to be boiled until you have boiling, whatever the shear is? It's like a terminus ad quem. How long? This is how long. Beyond that, I'm not going to eat. That, I think, is the Shitas HaTesis. If that's the Shitas HaTesis, then the Kash and the Teretz are very simple. Tesis is saying, why do we say Esed HaKalaita said, the B is the Kiyum HaMitzvah. And the Kiyum HaMitzvah should be Teretz of the last. This is not the Idnei. That they have Kiyum, what B is? Mar B is. That's the Mitzvah of B. The Mitzvah of Puravu is the Mar B, whatever that is. We don't have to define the Mar B. But the mitzvah is marbiya, and the aver is the chilasi, it's not the either. What's going to do 9 months later? 9 months later is later sabodi, that's what you can do. You want to know what's the hefer? Yeah? When is the kiyum? The bee is the kiyum. If you want to know the hefer, iboy yisei mitzvor. The Rebbe Shlomo gave a mitzvah peer verivya. This is the chilasi peer verivya. The zocher is the chilasi peer verivya. Not in the case. Ain't a Kodesh Baruch above the Trinium for Yisrael. Do you ever see a man who have a child? Now, again, I have to qualify that. I hear tell that Hollywood thinks that a man can have a child. Junior, I tell them, they tell me it was such a movie. No. But it's not the gay. What Hollywood wasn't so far off. Long before the movie, I made this statement in a lecture someplace. So I wasn't talking about the future. Whatever I was saying, I said in the Kodesh Baruch Hu the Trinity and Briyesov, that a man is not obligated, that the mitzvah is the dia, and Leda Sabonim isn't the key of the mitzvah, which is maybe a thing to talk about the next couple. That whatever we're talking about, it's not a key of a mitzvah. There was somebody who shall remain nameless, who when they came up with in vitro fertilization, now they can be the kind of the mitzvah. Until now they couldn't be the kind of the mitzvah. And I just know she thought they was Tusvahevo. They're kind of mitzvah without Leda Sabonim. You give me an Aesis for Leda Sabonim. You give me an Aesis for the Kima Mitzvah. You give me an Aesis for Leda Sabonim. Kima Mitzvah could have anyway. The Mela, who says I'm right? Number two, that person vicious being an Amor, she's not vicarious also. Whatever. I'll come back to that. We'll come back to that afterwards. But the basic point that the it is possible. Again, I'm saying now this, but it is possible, it's not Hollywood that made it up. I made this statement once in a lecture, and in the audience was Dr. Maria New, if you don't know her. She is the chairman of endocrinology in Cornell University Hospital, and she came over to me afterwards very nicely, and she told me that I'm wrong, that a male can have a child if he wants to. You can, there's such thing as an ectopic pregnancy. You don't need a uterus to have a baby. You have a baby without a uterus. And women have had babies without a uterus, or they've had babies that didn't gestate in the uterus. The fertilization takes place in the fallopian tube, and if the baby doesn't drop into the uterus, it drops into the abdominal cavity, and then you have problems. You have problems precisely because the uber can be mispateach, it develops a placenta, and it attaches to the abdominal wall, and it's very dangerous. Ectopic pregnancies are always dangerous. But it's, I think there are records of women surviving the beating, but I wouldn't try it. You can do this to a male also. You pump him full of hormones, and you can implant it in his stomach, and he can carry the baby for 9 months. And she adds to me, but she doesn't advise it, because he probably won't survive. So Hollywood didn't make it up out of whole cloth. But you know, and since I'm not pleased to undertake the risks of pikuach nefesh in order to have a baby this way, it's clear that that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah to the zohar isn't to go find an ovum, take one of the sperm, and fertilize it, and put it in his stomach, and to carry it that way for 9 months. That's not the mitzvah. So what does the fresh one do? He's giving me this, so I can't even carry it. What's the, it can't be. I can't, the latest abonim, that's, you know, Mateach Shokai is the other Shokai that's involved. I can't do this. I can't guarantee that I'll have children. There's one thing I can do. A person can marry a Baz Bonim, and he can engage in what comes naturally to the male, and that's what the Baruch Hu is done, and that's good, is the Chem Sefer Viridian. If it sounds like a Kiddush, it's not a Kiddush at all. I think it's all said. I think the Rambam says it in Perek Tezavot, Hilchos Ishus, Halacha Aleph. We don't have Rambam here. But the Rambam says, Mitzvah say, the Lifreis of Rabba, period of Rivia, and he proceeds to define the mitzvah. He says, you have it? He says, well, okay. There's Vov, Halacha, Aleph. There's Vov, Halacha, halakha. Avalokim chayiv livo v'chol oino ashiyu levonim. The Rambam is defining the mitzvah period. He says something of not rorim shor levonim. Shekvarkim avalokim, he wasn't the kind period, what's he believe? Chayiv livo v'chol oino ashiyu levonim. Bipnei shi mitzvah aseh shol teiro shenama purva. He says, what's the chayiv? Livo v'chol oino. Not only is Rambam telling you, this is vidyan, but he's telling me how often. You want to know how often you have to eat matzah? Once a year. How often do you have to shake a lulav and esrei? Once a year. You want to know how often you have to eat mekayim and dismiss a period for Rivia? Not every time you go to the hospital to have a baby. You have to mekayim it with a beer, a when? B'chol oino. Whatever the year it is. It's interesting because l'chura, these are two separate things. One has nothing to do with the other. Einosa l'yikra seems to be part of the chiyuvim b'meila b'einot, but it should be to his wife. And who said that? Sorry? Mechila is not going to help for the kiyum b'meila. For the kiyum of peer grieving. Mechila will help for her chiyuvim. It's not going to help for peer grieving. So the Rama and these two just happen to coalesce apparently. I have one mocker, not a mocker, with the svora, I don't know. But I could hear that the woman has a chiyuv, the chol yoyin, and the chiyuv yoyin is once in a chodesh. Or what happened? That the chiyuv ein is b'chol yoyin, but the woman doesn't have it clear. But it turns out that the chiyuv ein, which depends upon occupation, b'chule, that defines the chiyuv of peer review too. I'm a chiyuv in peer review in exactly the same way that she has a chiyuv for ena. And these things happen to coalesce, so it's very nice. So they happen, it's like an accident, coincidence, and fortuitous coincidence. But the two go together. The Rambam has defined the mitzvah as the bee itself. And when, b'chol oino forever, says the Rambam, achiyu levonim. Once I have bonim, I'm not mechuyev anymore. Maybe shevet, maybe leva kana gedecho, but not the chiyev of peer review. If that's not enough, I have a
gemara. The Rambam, that was the only possible way of doing now, if you have the medical technology, maybe we
If the Rambam would have said after, and for the Rambam, I didn't have this Rambam, and somebody would come and admit his later savoni. And now someone says, okay, how many times a day do I have to do this? Maybe I have to do it 10 times a day. You have to do it 10 times a day for Yavoni. You're mechuyev, you're mitzvah in it to have children, and if you didn't become pregnant from the first via, you have to be boiled a second time the same day. How many times a day? Maybe 10 times a day. Or maybe once a year. I don't know what this year is. How often do I have to be boiled? comes the Rambam, and the Rambam tells me the mitzvah is the beer, and you want to know the frequency. How often does it occur the mitzvah? This might be boil, but you know, I'm more of a tailor, not once a day, not once a month, whatever the meal is. That's what he's defining the mitzvah. The mitzvah is beer, and what's the, when, how often? Lulav Esrog is once a year. Other things are the whole year, and Christmas will be twice a day. And beer is whatever the chiyuvein is, depending on the occupation. That defines how often I have to be mekayim this mitzvah. The mitzvah rolls around every time the ayin comes back. That's how the Rambam defines it. It's not me, it's the Rambam.
Why can't we say that it's still layers of bonnet? And since the owner of the Torah defines what the
No, that's not what he says. He says that this is the kiyum hamitzvah. It's chayev liva b'chol oino ashiyu levon. That's the kiyum. But not once. That's the hechsher mitzvah. If it's a hechsher mitzvah, you have to do it twice a day also.
Of course, he can't give you 5, 6 times.
Yeah.
Why am I mechanizing?
What's the shear of oino hamur b'teira for purposes of pure derivative? Why am I not mechuyiv 3 times a day? I'm now mitzvah. I've a mitzvah chayyubi. Well, you know, of course, everyone says as many times a day as I have to say. Well, okay, I'm a mitzvah v'aymid for Peter Verivia. What's my kindness yet? So do whatever you have to do. You'll tell me that the pragamol every day is more than Chaim Mishnah Chosin. That doesn't make sense. The Gamol wants to, or a Poyel. A Poyel can't be Mekhaim Lein B'chol Laila. He wants to. He wants to, whatever reason, he's not Mekhaim. But this is more than the sheer of Chaim Mishnah Chosin. It's so hard and so arduous that it rises to what I'm not Mekhaim for Mitzvah Saseh. If this is a Mitzvah Saseh like every Mitzvah Saseh, then you should have to be Poyel as frequently as is necessary in order for the wound to become pregnant. And don't tell me anything about the Torah. I'm a cleave as often as necessary. It'll be 10 times a day. It'll be whatever it is, right? Whatever. What's the shear? The shear makes sense only if you tell me that the B is the mitzvah. The B is the mitzvah, then it's got a shear. If you want, I think this is Gemara Mefereshes. A Gemara Shabbos, being my din, they ask, what sakto the period or is it? And nobody asks how many children do you have. They ask how many children, they're with Allah, it's like the Shaman Vizilla. What answer they want?
If somebody knows that their wife
can
have a baby, who says that's
Maybe
it's not considered
a baby. No. All right, I'll find a little bit more in a second. But I understand. What's the definition of the Osak of the period of Arabia? A person can be b'yil b'ina hamur b'teirut and live at Me'ev Esrim Shona and have a happy married life and not have a child. It's mathematically unlikely, statistically improbable, but it's certainly possible. And when they'll ask him a sakta b'teirut, he will say yes. And how many kiyumim does he have? He has a kiyum every time he was b'yil b'ina hamur b'teirut. He has a kiyum of the mitzvah every time he was born. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the mitzvah of being.
Yeah?
No, sakta. The sakta, what are you asking him? The kiyamta period of review, he might understand as the mitzvah understood. Do you have any children? So they're asking him a sakta, because that's the chesed of the mitzvah. The loshen of sakta, did you do what your mitzvah did? Your mitzvah to be Isaac and Pierre Heredia. More than that, not mitzvah.
But according to
everybody,
the Osek is the
Kiyum. The Isaac is the Kiyum, absolutely.
So they shouldn't be allowed to say Kiyum.
They don't want to misunderstand. You don't become a bigger Kabbalah afterwards. It's only what you learn that you can learn. You can know better afterwards.
But you don't learn that it's more.
No,
if he knows for sure that his wife can't give birth,
what's the mitzvah theater of you to marry a woman who is about bonim? You marry a king or an islander, that's not the king of theater of you. You have to marry a woman who is about bonim and be aesthetic and theater of you by being going on board with her, actually benefits, actually bonim. Whenever you have the children, then there's no longer a kiyu, the rights of her rule. But obviously, you have to be Isaac in period of review. With an islander, you have to be Isaac in period of review. Yeah, I mean, boil and idleness is going to help you very much. You have to do a maisa which can lead to leida sabonim. If it couldn't lead to leida sabonim, that's not the maisa the Torah was mitzvah. But whether it does or it doesn't, that's got nothing to do with you. There's a zort of a chofetz chayim with a little pun in Yiddish. A mensch dafton, the Irish service and oyston. Now, he said it in general, but that's how I understand it. It's a period of review. Literally, the mensch, the zocher, and dafton. What can he do? He can do the nice to be. The Rebbeinu Shlomo will worry about the way that's about him. That's not his business. You can, and the frequency of beer is irrelevant in terms of the number of children that you have, and there's a kiyu hamitzah with every one of the nice abiyas, every one of those constitutes a kiyu hamitzah. Now, obviously the Mitzvah Sinus disagrees with him. Clearly the Mitzvah Sinus disagrees, other than have a cash. However, I think that if you look in the Zakan Aaron of our walk-in, even the Igros Moshe and one place, Moshe Shtambul, they don't say it quite the way I say it, but I think they agree with me, basically. That it's Mahalach, that it's the B and not the Leda Sabon, yeah?
How
did the same thing take care of the Talmud that was
important?
How did the Talmud give you a mitzvah? He didn't ask it as a
kasha.
I asked it as a kasha. Right. I don't know.
It's
a very strange concept.
Have
a mitzvah
that enobiyadu l'chayim.
So what?
Right.
What can I do? I bring it as a boy saying mitzvah. And you tell me... I should be miyashid, the ones that don't accept.
That's not true. I mean, besides the Kohanim, the ones that the Kohanim, that's the thing. The same as the Kohanim. It's not if I will clean that into the Mikdash. No, you did not the Mikdash, not the Mikdash. But there's no such concept of having a, or if you get a Kohanim from the sense, having a Mikdash, then you're ruined, and everybody's ruined the Kuru Ruhu, but yet I don't have control of what I have to do.
You don't have control over what?
According to you, you have to have a body.
Yeah.
What?
Now, if this is correct, then just a few things that fall into place. What?
There's no
difference in the mitzvah. Yeah, they're suffering and asking. So what's the cash that's related to the mitzvah? Have you made this one? I can do how can
well, you?
You
yeah.
To me? Yeah, they ask it. No?
What's the answer?
I'm not doing anything then. What am I supposed to do? I'm not doing anything. It's not that.
No, you have
mice of it. Yeah, I'm not doing a mice of it. That's the thing. All right. Now, if this is correct, a number of things fall into place. The Gershon is Geyer and he has children, Bigoyusoi. He's not mechuyev to have children now because he's mufka from the mitzvah. He's mufka from the mitzvah because he has zeros in Yuchas Akro, and the whole mitzvah is achiyuloi boni. Once you have boni, there's no longer a chiyu. I'll show you another example. The Hagos Smak, which we will discuss in a different context, the Hagos Smak that says that a woman shouldn't sit on Sadini with somebody who's not her husband because she might become pregnant, and then you have a problem of Mamzerus. So the Hagos Smak, they all bring a Zaraya that the Neu is on Batya, there's a Kiyum of Pruravu. That the person is Moitzi Zeron Ambatia and the wife becomes pregnant, they're Mekayim, Peru, Uruvu. And I have a problem. My problem is very simple. That the person who is Moitzi Zeron Ambatia or on the Sadinim is a Mesasik. A Mesasik is no Kima Mitzvah. the Herr Mechatesa, how can this possibly be? How can he have a kiyum? He and uses that wash. He says it was kind of the Ambati is a kiyum of Peru. So there's no Maisabiya. How can there be a kiyum Peru without a Maisabiya? So I understand this very simply, not that there's a kiyum of the mitzvah in the sense you're going to get an extra piece of levyosin rather than the kind of mitzvah. What it means is that it's a hakol lahavo. I have children, and it's a mitzvah. If I have children, I'll please have more children. What's the difference? Why I have the children, or how I have the children, or worse than the Gershon, this guy who already had children. He's mufka now because the mitzvah he had children. Or if you want dugma l'moha dover daima, a person will build himself a house, which includes even a maikin. And instead of mikvah shemkin yudecho, a maikin comes down, shucho min ha-shamayim. Or a goy comes in the middle of the night and builds the maikin. And my name will to tear down the maikin and put up another maikin. I have to put a maikin on a guy that doesn't have a maikin. If a guy already has a maikin, it makes no difference where the maikin came from. It's not mechuyif for maikin. Therefore, I'm not mechuyif to put up a maikin. I'm mechuyif to have bonin if I never had the bonin. Once I have bonin, I have to taste how I got the bonin. I wasn't the kind of the midst of maikin because the goy put it up. Eventually, it was locked. And certainly comes from the Shemaim, I wasn't the kind of mitzvah. Elamai, I don't have a chiyuv. So I wasn't the kind of mitzvah. I'm not mechuyev to tear it down, to go be machzik myself into a chiyuv mitzvah. Any more than mechuyev to build a house in the first place. If no, but I'm mechuyev to be boyel until I have ben ubat. If I have, I'm born with a ben ubat. I'm not mechuyev anymore. Anybody who has a ben obas is mechuyev. Because the shear is actually ben obas. And if you were born with a ben obas together, then the deserved kiveh is kasha. That you shouldn't be able to be boyal for pregnant woman because you're a baal bita. Baal bita, you know? And let's assume that the bas became pregnant over the maybe money. The bas is not mechuyev. If I'd be born with children, I wouldn't have a kid. My own children already. So this is such a case. The Gershon is Geyer, who is Kikotin Shenoilad. He's a Kotin Shenoilad with Bonin. He has Bonin already, so I'm going to put that Bonin on it. That's all it is. So it's just that 6 meters double portion. It's very simple. And Agosmak is the same thing. I had children from them back here, so I wasn't the Kayin the Mitzvah in the sense I get scarred for the Kiyuma Mitzvah. But once I have children, they have a even Shiya and Mufka Mikanu Ahava. So I could stop here. And I might be ahead of the game. Only I'll continue. I'll continue to make it a little bit less harsh, you know, less Bechor Machzeh. And I think that it redefines the Mitzvah of Pirzah Rivia. I wouldn't say what I'm going to say, it's not for the Aruch HaShulchan. Not that the Aruch HaShulchan says it, I'm saying different from the Aruch HaShulchan. But if the Aruch HaShulchan wouldn't say the bizarre things that he says, so you wouldn't even listen to what I'm going to say. But we'll start with the Aruch HaShulchan and then I'll say whatever I have to say. The Aruch HaShulchan says that Isha Tam Tzuv and Shevet. That's Simon Aleph that says that in the Chidushim Neroi in the whole Aruch HaShulchan. He says that an Isha is not Mitzvah and Shevet. And don't confuse him with what Isha says. Then he says, Mitzvah and Shevet, Tesis doesn't mean it. That's what he says, not me. He says, what does Tesis mean? That an Isha Shayeches the Shevet. I can just hear him saying in Yiddish, Ziyot HaShayeches the Shevet, whatever that means. I don't know what it means in Yiddish either. Well, either yes or no. Yiddish is Mitzvah and Shevet, which is not Mitzvah and Shevet. Tesis says she's Mitzvah, and he's telling me that Mitzvah and Shevet doesn't mean, but that somehow she's got a Shayeches. But he's got a good cash. He's got a good cash, he says, how could a woman be mitzvah and shevet? The Gemara says that an isha can be tevei a get, and will be claimed to the Baal Gagari, she shows not children, because being a morally yodah, the chutra, with the Yiddish, need somebody to take care of her in old age, and to take care of her expenses afterwards. Why can't she come and say she wants to be the kind of mitzvah shevet? Why does she need the kind of morally yodah, the chutra, with the Yiddish? Shevet is a better time. So he says, I'll call her if there can't be a few Shevet. Yeah, she's Shevet, so we'd be crazy for the husband to give her a gift. He doesn't quote it, but it's not his kasha. The kasha you'll find in a different context, in the Chidushe Anshe Shem, on the Ran in the Ish Mekadesh. The Ran says that a woman for Kiddush is mitzvah bo yeser mi bishul bo, מפני שהיא מסייס לבעל לקיים מצווסה. He doesn't say Shevis. Why he doesn't say Shevis, I'm not interested right now. But it's to be makabel or own kedushin, says the Ran, it's mitzvah bo yisum shlucho, because she's mesayeya to the Baal in his kiyum mitzvah. Comes the kedushan sheshem, le ashkechan ikil shiyu azeh b'shul mokan. There can't be such a thing. There's no mitzvah to be mesayeya with the mitzvah. He's saying that. But at least, not enough that it should make a simple use of the Mishluchai. V'teime, ki kotano the boy moral yoda, amadei komer mishun mesayeya to oditvei. She should come with a taina that she wants to be mesayeya to some other vow, to be mekayim the mitzvah of I don't know what. Presumably the mitzvah for who, not the mitzvah ki kapitisho. So the Chiddush Anshei Shem says, that, what do you mean? Why being the moral yoda of Kutra Lekivra? Why not that she wants to be Messiah to the Baal? So it says, he says, there's no mitzvah to be Messiah to the Baal. From which our Shulchan says, no, what happened to Sheves? There's no mitzvah Sheves either. Otherwise, we'd be paid for the Baal. Okay? That's his right. Then, there's a stira in the, and he says something else. That the woman isn't in the tzivui of Sheves, but she's in the bracha of Sheves. That a woman has the bracha of Sheves, but not a chiyuv of Sheves. She's got a Sheves, and she has a bracha of Sheves, but no tzivui of Sheves. Despite the law, she says the contrary. Then there's a steer in the Shiltas. The Shiltas in the Zeus HaBracha, he's the only Rishon who says that an achuz in tzivui of Puravu, Chayovim b'nei Yisrael l'meitzav nashaya u'leiludi boni v'la'afik piruvye v'loy meboye Yisrael v'la'afilu aku mitzvah piruvye d'ksi v'atem pru urvu and v'atem who aren't Jews. Okay, fine. Then, that's the Shiltas in Zoy Sabrach. In Parshas Noach, says the Shiltas, Mechuyovim Beis Yisrael L'meisav Neshayo L'ludei Boni L'kiume Pirivri. This is there. Here's a Bnei Yisrael. The Zohar Kabbalah says L'loy Meboye. So don't come and tell me that the word is missing in Parshas Noach. Nobody accepts that. The Yor HaShulchan didn't either. Says the Yor HaShulchan, there's no steering. Why is there no steering? Because the Shiltas defines the mitzvah Pirivri as being too passive. There is a chiyuv of piruvia on the individual chayvas yochid, and then there's a chiyuv piruvia which is a chayvas hamim. A goy isn't mechuyiv b'teiras chayvas yochid. No individual goy has a mechayiv piruvia. But the mean huanushi, you know, in general, in alderman, they have to be meilid bonim. So the goyim bichlolom are mechuyiv their children, but no individual goy. So in Parshas Noach, he's talking about the chayvas yochid. At Bnei Yisrael and Zeus HaBracha, he's talking in generalities. He didn't know it, but there were others, not Jews, who advanced such a theory. Okay, Aquinas, fine. Yeah, had a problem. Celibacy plus what's going on here? Zotidosis, Chayvas, Hamin. But the Chayvas Yochi doesn't exist. Mamishikavi doesn't work. No question. Okay, now, I have a theory with Tanchum. And I have a theory in the Shilvas. And this doesn't make sense to me as Pshat and Shil. Then, yeah? Wait a minute, I'm not finished. He says it's a prophet, I don't know what it is. He says it's only for Shabbos, for an issue. What it is for a Zohar, I don't know yet. Then there's a Hamedrash Tanchum and Parshas Noach. The Loshon Tanchum is Ish mitzuva al pi rivya yaser min ha'isha. Ish is mitzuva yaser min ha'isha. Now I don't understand what yaser means unless you tell me that a zohar has a chiyuv of pi rivya and an isha, she only has a mitzvah shevet. That's a mitzvah could be very kabbalah. And the zohar, I understand, that's yaser, it's a bigger chiyuv. That means I understand. So that's if I'm used to. If you tell me like the Aruch HaShulchan does, that a woman doesn't have a chiyuv altogether, what do you mean is mitzvah yaser what she's not mitzvah at all according to him. She's got brochis, shayokis, whatever that means, but it's not a tzivui. The whole tantuma doesn't make sense according to the Aruch HaShulchan. Nachum's the Parshas Noach this week. Then we have just the Idea B'Yalma, the Tosis Nivomis. Tosis says that there is twice Puravu. To Odom and Chava, Tosis says it was a Brocha, and to Noach it was a Tzivri. Fine. One more point. We also have L'Erev HaTanach Yedecha. L'Erev HaTanach Yedecha, so the Aruch HaShulchan asks Akasha, he says that the Gedolim, the Tovim, who became Almon, the wise died, and they never remarried. When you don't know that, the mitzvah did the Kabbalah, the Lera, the Tana, the Decha, how could that possibly be? And it's a strong question. You know, how could these people not marry a second time? So he says there is no mitzvah, Lera, the Tana, the Decha. It's not a mitzvah at all. What is Lera, the Tana, the Decha? No. Lera, the Tana, the Decha is only, you shouldn't have your hurry. So if you know that you don't have your ring, you're too old for your ring, then there's no mitzvah of all time to death. I don't know. I mean, very nice, except when I take out the Pesuk in Keheles, it says, it's talking about having children. I have to learn about time to death, but maybe these children are better than the first children. Doesn't sound like you're ruring to me. I mean, you're telling me there's no mitzvah, and so you should be ruring. That doesn't seem to be what Shlomo HaMelech was saying. But that's all there are for children. Now, it would seem to me that if you go back to define the mitzvah, period for Rivia, if I start with my yisud, that the mitzvah of Rivia is the maisa habiyah, it seems to me that there are two things in period for Rivia. If you're talking to me about the chiyuv ha-mitzvah, the chiyuv is the maisa habiyah. But besides the chiyuv, there's something, there's a chiyuv also. There's a kiyum mitzvah which is not a chiyuv. It's a kiyum mitzvah like halvos, hames, and bikur cholim. And what's the kiyum mitzvah? To be boiled twice in a day, that's not a chiyuv and not a kiyum. There's no mitzvah the second time around. The second kezayis matzah, don't confuse me with the girl, but the second kezayis matzah isn't a mitzvah. The second shokel of the lulav isn't a mitzvah. It's mekayim already. How can I be mekayim the second time? The second Maisa Habiyah the same day, since nobody's mechuli more than once a day, that's not a kiyum ha-mitzvah. That's not, I'll rephrase it. I haven't now gotten another mitzvah chiyubis. I don't have a second mitzvah chiyubis the same day. However, if she doesn't become pregnant from the first Habiyah, and becomes pregnant from the second Habiyah, it doesn't mean that it was Larik, and that I'm going to become mufka from the mitzvah, become lahabu, but now I'll have boni. I already have 10 children, and she gets pregnant from the second year, and child number 11. There's a kiyum, the mitzvah kiyum is up here for a year, doimen to halvot hames, and b'kachayim. The mitzvah kiyum is up there also. And there's a, in period of gufa, there are two parts. There is a mitzvah kiyum, which has its gedorim, and then there is a mitzvah kiyumis, which is totally in leidos sabonim. If you do a maisa that results in a pregnancy, there you have a new kiyum hamitzvah. So there's a you can have a mitzvah kiyumis without a kiyum. I just gave you an example. He's boiled twice in one day, he becomes pregnant the second time, there's no kiyum altogether. And you can have a kiyum without a kiyum. I'm boiled no more, but there you have to become pregnant. I was mekayim my chiyu. There was no kiyum in quotation marks. This second mitzvah kiyum means I wasn't mekayim. So I didn't go to Riverside to sit and watch a funeral. So I'm missing that mitzvah kiyum. The chiyu, I was mekayim. There are lots of mitzvahs I could be mekayim and I'm not mekayim. If you like, I'll call it peer review sub 1 and peer review sub 2. There are the two parts in period review.
So you can have the mitzvah kiyum without ever even having the at all.
In theory, yes. And I'll soon tell you how. I can have a mitzvah kiyumis without a bee. I'm back here. That goes now. That's it. I had children. I'm even mufka from the chiyum also. That's irrelevant. I was never boiled anybody. I was never the kind of mitzvah kiyumis. But I have the mitzvah kiyumis. I have a kiyum without a chiyum. Like an ein mitzvah v'isa. Well, this is better than an ein mitzvah v'isa. I have a mitzvah kiyumis in which I am a mitzvah. I'm a mitzvah v'teiris mitzvah kiyumis. And And Ambatya seems to me to be the perfect example. I can have kiyumim without a chiyuv, and I can have chiyuvim without a kiyuv. Don't necessarily go hand in hand.
And Ambatya, how does it, well, I mean, it could probably not link to you whatsoever. Because if you have no, if you do no action, so even if it's your, well, only because it's your
death. I was misaved, the seedist that produced the child, born that I don't need. Whatever I do. What can I have a kima? No, it's a misafik. So I'm misafik. You're worried about my piece of luvyosam. You're worried about my piece of luvyosam, so I won't get luvyosam.
No, what happens if you do, let's say...
I'll give you a better example.
Type of thing, you do
Do I have a mitzvah kiyumi some cloning? Now mitzvah kiyumi, I still don't have. Because I wasn't, this doesn't come from being boil blain amur b'teir. And if the clone is miyuchas acharai, which I'm not sure, I want to know where you gestate this clone. If it's miyuchas acharai, then I may not be mechuyev to be boil anymore. But you want to know about the key mitzvah kiyumi, so I get a piece of yosin for it. I'll talk about that later or some other time. Yes, I'll give you a better example. One that's, you know, it's closer to what we've been talking about. Somebody has a little sperm count. Instead of 100 to 120 million per cc, he's got only 40 or 50 or 60 per cc. He's unlikely for his wife to become pregnant. Not impossible, but it's unlikely she'll become pregnant. He's definitely mechuyev to be boil b'ina mur b'teir. And also, I don't know if he's mechuyev to be boil b'ina mur b'teir. I don't know why he should be mechuyev to be boil b'ina mur b'teir. Since it's impossible to have leidos abonim, he's not even an onus as far as I see, but he's mufka legamre, because the Torah says that, how do you define this? You have to be boil b'ina mur b'teir, you have to be boil b'ina mur b'teir. I presume the person's mitzvah, who's the one who can become a father. If he doesn't have any zera at all, then mehechatese, he's a Yisroel that can't do the avodah. What, that's in the Rachmana Patre? The Torah wasn't mitzvah the Yisroel to be a kohen. He's a Yisroel, or if you want, again, Derech HaShulchan. Derech HaShulchan, he talks about Shalishudis on Shabbos Shechal on Erech Eicha. Yeah. He says there's no chiyuv altogether, because we're not in the Rachmana Patre, not Lukra Tachbulis. The Torah asked Achilas Matzah and asked Achilas Chavit. How in the world could I possibly be Mekayim? It's not Shalman Aynes. The Torah is not Mekayim me Mekay Yavne. And the one was Isaac and Torah, he said it with her Shabbos, Shabbos, and not because you hate the Shabbos Shudas with Torah, but you can't eat. What do you do? It's just tell me your word. Or I don't think it's this example. I'll give you my example. My example is Yom Kippur Shachal B'Shabbos. Yom Kippur Shachal B'Shabbos, but I'm almost talking about a pathway and the midst of Kiddush, on the midst of Suda Shabbos. I'm not an Amos. The Torah wasn't in the chai of me to eat on Yom Kippur. So the Torah didn't give a mitzvah to eat on Yom Kippur. It's not Shaman, ain't it? The Torah was only in the chai of somebody who could be merely bony, to be interested in here for India. The Ochre has no such people. However, the one with a low sperm count, he can be boil by Namur B'Torah. Statistically, his wife has a very poor chance of getting pregnant. And he'll be Mekayim, the Mitzvah Chiyuvis, and he'll get more pieces of Livyotzim than you and I will get. Because we have children, we're no longer Mekayim Mitzvah Chiyuvis. For Akol B'Yavir. He's Mekayim and Mitzvah Chiyuvis Kol Yomo, Akol B'Yavir, and he's going to get a Kiyuv of Mitzvah Chiyuvis Akol B'Yavir. Now comes this person, and he asks, should I engage in combining ejaculates, because this will increase the sperm beyond the 50 or 60 million per cc. I'll have 150 million per cc, and with you, artificial insemination using the husband's sperm, she'll become pregnant. Is he mechuyev to do this? Absolutely not. Will he get anything if he does? If I was right before and I'm wrong now, absolutely not. What are you doing this for? There's no nothing, no naila. You're not a big excited for doing this. You're a boyo boy, no more of a tayor, you're a mechanical, you're a mitzvah. The rest has nothing to do with you. You're the father of it. You're depriving yourself of you being future. However, if I'm right in the second prod also, so he's coming, he's telling me he wants to be mechanical, be a chayim, and I tell him, wonderful, a mitzvah to humans, if you want to do it, as long as you get the zera, I'll worry about how you do that some other time. But if you can get the zera, to combine ejaculate, it's not lahevel the alma, it's for purposes of being mekayim, a mitzvah ki yumis.
But, if I'm right, if there is an addition to the mitzvah ki yumis,
what's going to happen to the mitzvah?
What? Huh?
What's going to happen to that?
What's the heck if there is such a thing? I'm not sure that there, yeah, if I gave you a heck yet. I talked about the Hagos Smak, and before I said those Hagos Smak didn't mean a Kiyum Peer Review. What he meant was that you're no longer Mokhuit in Peer Review, which is a Doyotik in the Loshen. Now it's easy. Now there is a Kiyum Peer Review. Anam Batya, that's the Nachimin, and that's the Hechel. The Hagos Smak says that in the Ilban Batya, the father's Mekhain Peer Review, and that's connected, everything I proved already, that the mitzvah is the be, and here there's no Maisa be. So what does Hagos Smak mean? Sure, there's a candle, literally! There's a kiyum peer review, but of what? The mitzvah kiyum is not the mitzvah kiyum. Is it two separate mitzvahs? Or two facets of the same mitzvah?
Even if the mitzvah kiyum is still she the mitzvah and the person.
So, and so mitzvah, he shouldn't get schar for it. So you have the kiyum without schar. He's not worried about the schar. So maybe you won't get schar for it. I'm not interested in the schar. But that there is a kiyum of this, sure there was a kiyum. So it was ayidei mitzvah, but there was a kiyum of peer review. Yeah, and the mail will be bought from the future also. Because once there's a kiyum, there's no longer a kiyum. There's no longer a kiyum for the Yivoya Bain Amur B'Tayr. The Birke Yosef disagrees with Hagos Smak. Everybody knows Hagos Smak, and very few quote the Birke Yosef. I don't know if he brings it from somebody. He's chaylik on the whole Hagos Smak, and he says that how can there be peer review without peer Hagos? Right? Makes sense, right? Except he missed the point. He missed the point, if I'm right, he missed the point totally and completely. If you're talking about the mitzvah period of Riv, he's 100% right. The chiyuv is a chiyuv beit. And how can there be a chiyuv beit on Yisrael with an Bakya? Could be mostly there all about Torah, and of course it's impossible. But if you're talking about the mitzvah kiyumis, the mitzvah kiyumis has nothing to do with kiyuv bosar. The mitzvah kiyumis is what? To have kids in the world. And if there are kids in the world, that's the key. That's all what Gosmak is saying. You see, he thought that this is all one thing. That there's whatever the mitzvah is, that's the chiyuv on the gavra. How you can the chiyuv on the gavra with Zambakya? But if you understand that Gosmak is not talking about the chiyuv on the gavra, but talking about this, what I call the mitzvah kiyumis, then of course, it makes a lot of sense. If Tosfos says that Noshim are chayiv in not chayiv in peer review, but the chayiv in Sheves, if you ask me what does Tosfos mean, Tosfos means to say that Noshim don't have the mitzvah kiyumis, but they do have a mitzvah kiyumis. And what's the mitzvah kiyumis? That's called Sheves. Now if you like, you can say one of two things. You can say Sheves, what I've been talking about the whole time, that's Sheves, and it's not true of who at all. It's a mitzvah medivrei kabbalah. Or, as I would prefer to say, certainly because of things like the Hagos Smak, etc., that what the Tosfos calls Sheves is really period review, but period review sub two. And all that the Novi is being megale is pshat in the mitzvah of period review. That is Sheves Yitzorah is being megala, that in period review there's also this mitzvah kiyumis. It's not a brand new mitzvah, the Novi's Makadish. Shabbat is not Mechadish, Alok HaMashmi Sinai, but it's not a new Alok HaMashmi Sinai. It's not a mitzvah which is independent of Piri Peribia. It's all part and parcel of the mitzvah of Piri Peribia. Yes, once I say this, then everything fits into place. All the kashas become the usual. Place this in Yevamos, which is independently problematic. Tosfos says the Chati Shifa, Chati Baschirin, is Ein Chayiv in the Sarabla. He asked the Kasha, why not? It's only the Eved. The Chati, Eved, Chati Baschirin, Chayiv in Rabbi. Why don't we create the Odin of the Chati Shifa, Chati Baschirin? Says Tosfos, Neshein Ona Betuchin, Shetiskayi Mitzvah Sheves. Now the whole Tosfos is a Pelotzim. When you Ein Ona Betuchin, Shetiskayi Mitzvah Sheves, What does that mean? And if we mishakra the Eved, we're sure he's going to be Mekayim Kiryas Arvia. How do we know that? What's the difference? The Tesis is a right, I should have used it before, as a right from my Yisod. Of course, these are Tzadikim Gemurim, this Eved Meshukar and the Shivcha Knaim Meshukreres. We're not Choshish then there's not going to be Mekayim Yitzis. Of course the Eved is going to be Bailbay Namur B'Tayyar. Therefore, Kaita is Rabbi to Meshachar. The Shivcha, what's she going to do? She have children. It's not up to her to have children. That's going to Rabbi Shloimeh. It's not going to Rabbi Shloimeh. Where the Eved is going to be Bail or not. Of course he'll be Bail. That he can do. He doesn't need Rabbi Shloimeh's permission. The woman, she has no guarantee that she's going to have children. So when are you Meshacher? When you know that there's going to be a Kiyum. For the Eved, I know there's going to be a Kiyum. For the Chati Shif, the Chati Bas Kairin, I don't know that there's going to be a Kiyum of the Mitzvah of Shavuot, but I know she's going to have children. That's of course the over portion. The Mitzvah Kiyumis of Pir Viridia is never Botuach. I don't know whether it's going to happen. What the Aruch HaShulchan is talking about, he says there's no mitzvah at all, just a bracha, and she has a shaykes. I use the Ivra a little bit different. I say she's mechuyid in Shevet, which means she's mechuyid in the mitzvah kiyumis of Piri Rivia, and this is a part of Piri Rivia, and it's more than the shaykes. What's her shaykes? That she has a mitzvah kiyumis, even though she doesn't have a mitzvah kiyumis. And if you want, it's a Gemara Mefereshes. I think it's a Gemara Mefereshes. What I said that Sheves is part of Pir Rivia, not a separate mitzvah, it's the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Samach Beis, Omed Aleph. The Gemara says, Omer Rova, my time is Reb Nosson, what should Nosson say? Hishama Yimrim Zohar Nekeve, Vesil Yimrim Zohar Oy Nekeve. It's one of the orders. There are two Reb Nosson in the Gemara, but this is one Manda Omar, one Brisa. There's another Brisa with a different Reb Nosson. Or ascribing a different position for Moshe. It's not Lalocha. It doesn't have to be Lalocha. We have a Braisa which is Dokli, but the Braisa says, Reb Nosson Rishamim Rim Zohar Unikeve, Ubeisulim Rim Zohar Unikeve. With one child, you're Mekai. On my Robin, my time, Reb Nosson, I'll leave it to Beisulim. Where did Beisulim get such an idea? That one child is enough. Shenema Reisulim Bro, Lishavas Yitzorah. And one child is already Sheves. So I scratch my head and I say, what's one got to do with the other? We're used to this Ivra, the Mitzvah for Rabu, the Mitzvah Sheves. You're telling me I'm a kind of Sheves with one child. Wonderful. It's called a Chashishir. Sheves it is. It's your soul for Sheves. And it's a Chashishir. Rabu, Mayim Shmite Tzvar Sinai. You're proving the definition of Rabu from Sheves. It's two different Mitzvahs. Elamai, what's he saying? He's saying, what have I been saying the whole time? That wherever you have a kiyum of puravu, even if you didn't have a mitzvah chiyuvis, like Ambatya, or the ger before he was this gayer, there's no longer a kiyum deraisa. Wherever you're mekayim sheves, you're mekayim mitzvah kiyum, mitzvah puravu, menel is no mitzvah chiyuvis anymore. That's what the Gemara is saying, leave it at Nelson. And if you're telling me that it's only a gili or some kind or other, I won't be myrich, but you look at the last two lines of Tesis on the Amid, Tesis agrees with me. Tesis says the Gemara is defining Puravu in terms of Sheves. The Apa got the El Mashup, you really told him Sheves. He says it's totally, the two is one and the same. And then he has whatever he has. But Tesis says clearly, it's not as if I'm a literalist, taking the Gemara literally. Tesis took it literally. He says that Puravu is totally in Sheves. The two won't go together. Wherever there's a kiyum of Sheves, it's no longer a chi of a Puravu. That's mamish what I've been saying. It's not me, yeah.
If the
ish is not clear, if
the
chiyuv is Puravu,
why is she
mechuyev the chiyuv? Why is she mechuyev
the chiyuv? Why is she mechuyev the chiyuv? It's only the next step of the mitzvah.
I understand. And if we had two separate parishes, we wouldn't have parishes.
Did you say it's not Puravu, it's a separate Sheves?
No.
Right.
You know why? Okay, my next point. There are two mitzvahs of Puravu in Kumash. One is to Adon Akave, and the second is to Naya. And what does Tesis say? The first one's a Bracha, and the second one is a Tzibur. You want to know where the Ishus Fiat comes from? It comes from the first one. The first one is the mitzvah shows. The first one is the mitzvah kiyumis. What Tesis calls a bracha, I call a mitzvah kiyumis. What's the bracha? What's the big bracha? All Tosfos means that there wasn't a chiyuv, there wasn't a mitzvah chiyuvis. Or the Ben Shloim, what is a bracha bi'alma, like a bracha for parnasa. This bracha is not like a bracha for parnasa, the original one. He's telling Olam Chava, I want you to have children. That's what I call a mitzvah chiyuvis. You call the bracha, I call the mitzvah chiyuvis. The same thing, the same answer. The Ben Shloim was megala that he wants this, and he wants it, that becomes the mitzvah chiyuvis. If you now talk about the Oroch HaShulchan's kasha, that an isha can't possibly mean the tzuf in Pirik Verivya, because if so, it should be kaifa legali, it can't be shevet. It can't be tzuf in shevet, it should be kaifa legali, it's not because the moral yodo v'chutu l'kivre, but because the mitzvah of shevet. The answer is very simple. Where do we ever find that we're creating somebody for Bikr Chayyim? Or Avodah Zarah? You're not creating for Mitzvah Kiyum. It says never to be for Mitzvah Kiyum. So it should be creating for the Bible. That is Mitzvah Kiyum. It's Mechadeus. The thing is very simple. The steer and the shilthus. There's no steer and the shilthus anymore. Of course, there's a difference between a Yisrael and an Akum. An Akum, a Yisrael has a Mitzvah Kiyum. What does an Akum have? A Mitzvah Kiyum. Yeah, that's the Shilthus. The Shilthus is a Chiddush also. A chiddush that an akum has a mitzvah kiyumis, and there's no spirit, because the first time he was talking about a mitzvah kiyumis. When the Tanhuma says that ish is mechuyev yeser mihu isha, what's the mechuyev yeser? Not just puruv on top of Shabbos. The ish has a mitzvah kiyumis, and the ish has a mitzvah kiyumis. If you talk to me about l'erev al tamach yodecho, of course l'erev al tamach yodecho is a mitzvah. Who said no? What's l'erev al tamach yodecho? You already have children, so what's he mechuyev in? The mitzvah kiyumis of Purim. You have a kasha, G'dayim and B'tayim who didn't get married. They're G'dayim and B'tayim who don't sit all day in Riverside. The same G'dayim, the same ones. They had other things to do. They didn't want to marry a second time because they weren't looking for mitzvahs. They wanted to sit and learn. They didn't want the rechaim al tahor. Who knows why they were doing it? But they weren't looking for mitzvahs kiyumis. There's no kasha on the day of the tevim why they're not looking for this kiyum instead of another kiyum. They were not mechuyev to be looking for kiyum and mitzvahs. I found also in Achreinim in Hazor Malachusis that we're supposed to not be speaking about today, but in Yerusha Hashem, there are Achreinim who say that Hazor Malachusis, whether it's Mutter or it's also if we make this era of artificial insemination, it's totally in the Haggadah Smak and the Brichiyah. If there's a key in the Purugu, then you can be made to zero for this. But according to Birkei Yosef, there's no key in the Purugu, and therefore there's no key in the Purugu. You can't be made to zero. I don't think it has anything to do with the Birkei Yosef and the Hagos Mak. I'll be naniach even according to the Birkei Yosef, it's Ein Zara Yuchatak or without a might be. But who says that the matir of Eitzoa Zera is only the mitzvah chiyuvi of Purvu? And what if I could have children without the mitzvah chiyuvis? Who says that there's no chiyuv, that there's no heter of being mitzvah Zera? Haraya, what's the whole proof? The whole, again, one shot in the Gemara, the other shot. The whole raya, you're allowed to be mitzvah Zera with Tzurich Pirivrivya, is the Mar Yevomis, that you have somebody who had a nekev and was nistam, and we want to know if it's krum sholomachos maki, is it a solid krum, is it a solid krum? So we look for Eitzes and Tavmulis, you should be mitzvah Zera to see if it's Mikra. And they all say, one of the pshat more is, who is Makar Eitzor Zera? Eitzor Zera is Osir? The Elamai, because he can't marry anybody unless you show that the krum is solid and firm. And therefore, it's a pure Viridian. So I want to know which pure Viridian you're talking about. Pure Viridian mitzvah kiyumis or the pure Viridian mitzvah kiyumis? I don't have any Rishon, or Akum for that matter, who says that this person who has a neked in the Gid is allowed to do this only if he wasn't Meili Lebonim. But if he's already Meili Lebonim, it's also because it's also a lot older. But if he gets married, he doesn't have a kiyum of pure Viridian. It's clear to me that the matter is the kiyum of pure Viridian. The kiyumi is a period, what I call the kiyumi. A period really is the matir. No, so I go back to what I said before, the gosmak. The gosmak can say that it's not miyuch sakharai. Oops, it's not miyuch sakharai, so what? I'm sorry, the pergeriyah. Even according to the pergeriyah, what do I care whether it's miyuchis or not miyuchis? even if he's not miyuchis achaponim, there was a child. What's it worse? That a goy who had children begerusoy, he had the key, I know what goy, I left that out. Forget about the hagos, forget about the shilpas. The shilpas says that he's got mitzvah kiyumis. Even without the shilpas, if a goy has children, he has the mitzvah kiyumis. What's nakamina? He's calling him a mitzvah v'aisif. He'll get schar like a mitzvah v'aisif for the mitzvah kiyumis. And according to me, it's like a goy who benches esri. The goy benches esri, again, thinks that a goy doesn't get schar like a mitzvah v'aisif. I have restrained and said that goy is no worse than any mitzvah v'aisif. So if a goy has children, the goy you say, even without that goy smach, he was mekayim the mitzvah fear of Rivia, in the sense he was mekayim mitzvah kiyumis. No? So the noyel v'ambatya, or the artificial insemination, b'mitzvah he had children. So the noyel if he had children, there is this mitzvah kiyumis fear of Rivia, and it's only the mitzvah kiyumis. Or better, the mitzvah kiyumis is sufficient to be matter. It's a zera haraya, because even somebody who's had a bet u'bas is allowed to be mitzvah zera for purposes of this bedikin. Tosis in Yevamos, Samach Beis. Tosis says that he asked the question, he answered the teretz. He talks about this goy who is megayer, and Tosis says that avagatni kamadvorim gerish eskar kon shneilodom in mekom nistavu erudishman. Kim noch yusei kiyem the zar of yuchas achor beseshoa nifte nami kishinis gaya. What's he saying? He's saying exactly what I'm saying. He had a kiyum. And what I said before, that every time you have the kiyum appear of a rivia, even if you didn't have a mitzvah kiyumis, never one kind of mitzvah kiyumis, it's not kiyum you from any further kiyum. It's not mishta was the taisis, it's not me. Taisis is saying, wherever there is a kiyum appear of a rivia, there is no longer the mitzvah kiyumis. It's not like I said before, a stama hafkoe, because somehow he had a child, it's not kiyum because he had the kiyum. There was a kiyum appear of a rivia. Then there's, finally, we have taisis, on the end of the omen. Taisa says that Mashmo Yoko is a shikha sagli bahoki ba mai, loy nifka da pirivya, loy nifta bahoki. If he marries a shifka, he's not a kind of pirivya. Vieshloima, the mo yoko is a shifka, loy have a kachin lorabo shakroi. Kiv in the shebes, miha yoko lakayen. What kind of shebes is he being mekayen? What shebes? Who shebes? The zera is not miyuchas acharov. It's worse than the goy, where the goy, the child, is miyuchas acharov. This eved who's marrying a shivka, the zera is not miyuchas altogether. Avagav the pir, he's really mekayim b'ochi. The avagav the elmash pir vivye, totally b'sheves. The kamarov, in my time of Reb Nosson, I'll leave in the Beis Hillel. Leitoyu b'ro, l'sheves yitzorok. V'ovev l'sheves, mikovok l'vekafim l'rabbi, kivin the yochol l'kayim kolduhu. Kolduh, Shevet, Kolduh, not Miyuchas Afro, and we're not going to say, why? On the basis of what I said, it's very simple. So what if it's not Miyuchas Afro? What did he do? He had children. And having children is the Kiyum of Shevet, it's the Kiyum of Pir Rivia Sub 2. Even if there isn't Miyuchas Afro. And Thesis is saying that if you have children, that's enough not to be paid for. Why? I'll explain Thesis also. I understand why. Who told Thesis? Miguel Le Rosa. The answer is very simple. We're paid for the rabbi to Meshacher for Pir Rivia. Why aren't we kafir for tefillin? Is he putting on tefillin? Is that putting on tefillin? I'm not sure he's allowed to put on tefillin. Or better, I'll give you a better case. We'll take an eved, a real eved, who's supposed to put on tefillin. He's not allowed to wear tefillin. He's definitely not allowed to wear tefillin. Why aren't we kafir him so the eved can put on tefillin? For the shivka, it doesn't make sense because he can't put on tefillin afterwards either. But the eved can put on tefillin afterwards. The answer is, the Gemara doesn't say you're kafir for any mitzvah. You're kafir for the mitzvah rabba of your eved. What's the mitzvah rabbi period? The mitzvah rabbi isn't the chiyuv period. The chiyuv period is like tefillin, like matzah, like whatever you want. It's like any mitzvah. The mitzvah rabbi is the mitzvah kiyumis, because lo b'shevesh yitzvah, but the Rebbein Shalom is so broad, ki l'shevesh yitzvah. The Rebbein Shalom wants the world to be populated. That's Ruach Hashem. It's the peyoyetze, which is the machayeh. It's the kiyum that's machayeh kviyeh. says Taisus, what do I care? He wasn't the kind of mitzvah chiyuvis. Who cares about his mitzvahs? That's not why we're paying for the rabbi. We're paying for the rabbi because Rabbi Shlomo wants him to have children. And he had children. So is that miyuchas achra? What difference does it make? He still had the mitzvah of Shabbos koldu. What does koldu? It's not miyuchas achra. That's what makes it koldu. But the koldu is the kiyum of what I call pirvidius up to. It's the kiyum of this kiyumis that was in the mouth of Yitzchak Hashem, that I brought children to the world, I populated the universe. That's the basis of the kfiyah. The kfiyah isn't the kiyum, the kfiyah is the kiyum. It says here there is the kiyum, and for the kiyum you don't even need to have yukasakra. Again, going back to the Birkei Yosef. Even the Birkei Yosef is right, it's not yukasakra. What difference does it make? That's not kol malatola. I'm doing it to be mekayim, the piriviri, the kiyumis, and that is the shevus yitzorah. That's what the Mishnah wants. That's the second facet of the mitzvah. Okay. For the mitzvah chiyuvis, of course, that's the yuchas achrov. I'm boil and nakum. Why am I not the kind of period for
Rivia? The
mitzvah chiyuvis, yes. Yes. Not me. He says an eved is good. What's the difference? That's the mitzvah bogah there. So I won't get the piece of levios, that's all. But the chefza, the shevet, that was Makayan. There is a shevet. The poil yetzi is here. Yeah, but the mitzvah bogah there. No, so on.
All
right. Well, one question.
Do you want
me
to
last
for the question? Maybe
they
want to speak
again next week.
Now I'll
forget. No, let's let the Mark go. We'll get to the others.
They're at it.
Yeah, we'll go back.